Good morning to everyone. This morning I would like to bring up a subject that probably does not get enough attention in some Christian circles. I'm talking about praying for our leaders. In 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul gave the following instruction. He said, quote, "I urge you then first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." Friends, I believe the Bible is quite clear on this subject. Christians are expected to pray for God's guidance when it comes to our leaders and those in authority. Yet many of us, during these often unprecedented times, may become so consumed with anxiety, with frustration, or even apathy regarding our government, that we have neglected to pray for our leaders. Now, I want to point something out that is very important, something that we need to be careful not to miss. The Scriptures do not tell us to only pray for leaders with whom we agree. Instead, the Bible calls us to pray for everyone who is in authority. In fact, Jesus took it a step further in Matthew 5:44, when he said, quote, "I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Brethren, no doubt, this can certainly be a difficult order to obey, but it is important instruction for the Christian to follow. Now, as we pray for our leaders, Ephesians 6:12 offers a reminder about where the real battle is, and it is spiritual in origin. Brethren, it's easy to get consumed by politics and to get caught up into an us versus them scenario. However, the scripture in Ephesians I'm about to read offers us some powerful realities to consider. Ephesians 6:12 says, quote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Brethren, as we pray for leaders, remember, we're not in a personal battle of flesh and blood. Rather, it is a battle that has its roots in the spiritual world. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for our country, and we pray for those in authority. Please guide our local, state, and national leaders. Lord, we pray for leaders to whom your wisdom will be in their minds. Father, please heal our land from the chaos and division that we find ourselves in. And please, Lord, inspire every leader to seek your face. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.